So first, a short thing. I hope this will take short. And then we'll go to, maybe go to other things. So the top of Pei Bet Amud Aleph. Right, so the Gemara says, "Amar Shimon Lagid, Amar Shimon." No, this is actually a point in Parah, but it's not actual about Parah. You'll see in a second. Like I said, this is a parenthetical comment, which is just interesting. You'll see in a second. Amar Shimon Lagid, Amar Shimon, Parah Niftes Agabe Marachas. Right, that you are allowed to redeem the Paraduma. What top of Pei Bet Amud Aleph? Right, if you're already at the Marechat Eitzim, right, you're basically about to bring it. You're basically about to go through the whole process of Paraduma. So even at that point, you are allowed to, be Podet. Let's play our favorite game, right? The Gemara here has the Yesod that even last minute after you've gone through the process and you've been ate something for its mitzvah, you're allowed to be podet. Now, why would you be podet? Why would one be podet paraduma? What?
Kind
of better one. So we have a case where you're allowed, even though you've already started a mitzvah, that you're allowed to duck out of the mitzvah in order to do the mitzvah in a better way. So what is the obvious question you have to ask? Same question I asked when I did Seo Miksesa.
Is this a general or...
Good, right? Right. Basic methodological issue is, are we learning here a halacha about paraduma? Are we learning here a halacha in general? Right, and as we found with Seo Miktaseh, right, to figure out who deals with this question, one has to search. One has to go to the ends of the earth and hope that when comes up with something. In this case, again, we find ourselves in
Machloket.
Of course, Machloket. But anyone want to take a guess? But you won't get it. First, let's figure out what area of halacha. Where we found that the Ikar Machloka Zeviktaseh for some reason found itself in Hilchos Sukkah. What? That was by Lulav. Now, take a wild guess. Where are we going to find ourselves here?
Hilchos Chanukah.
Yes! Yes, Adam! Hilchos Chanukah! Woo! Yes, Hilchos Chanukah. Surprisingly enough, Hilchos Chanukah.
That's awesome.
It's very impressive. So Hilchos Chanukah. And again, Shavuos Yaakov, again. Shavuos Yaakov had the following Shaila. This is Chelek Aleph Chumal Lamed Zayin in the Shavuos Yaakov. Chelek Aleph Chumal Lamed Zayin in the Shavuos Yaakov. Shavuos Yaakov says, Echad Shadarka Lahatik Ner Chanukah B'Shem and Zayis. Right, someone who normally lights Chanukah candles with oil. And he always lights at exactly the right time, right? The beginning of Avshatech, right? The exact moment. But this time he came to light. What happened? He didn't find oil. So he set up wax candles. Now again, the assumption of this tshuva is going to be that oil is better than candles, which again is machlokas haposkim bizman hazeh. But in classic halachic literature, this is true. At the very least, because oil burned better. Whether it's still true with our candles, where the wax is better at burning than oil, is a good question. That's not the issue for the moment.
When
Shavuos Yaakov is. I can't use exact years.
What? In non-Ashkenazis, is it Shavuot Yaakov?
No, Shvut Yaakov. Shvut Yaakov.
Oh.
Like, Shvut Yaakov. So he said, anyway, so he said, I'll get his exact dates. So what did he do? He set them up, he put them in the right place. And as he was doing that, someone brought him oil. What happens? He said, Salik Yado, Minanero, Shel Shava. Do you? What? He didn't like them yet. They're ready. He's ready. He's about ready. Right? And someone brings him oil.
Does that qualify as
Koda? Right, so what do you do? One second.
How do you do candles for Hanukkah?
What? Wait. Don't worry. He doesn't bring it up yet. This is background. He doesn't mention Paraduma. Shockingly, really. But he doesn't mention Paraduma. Do you say mitzvah, go with mitzvah min amuvchar, light it with oil, or do you say, ho v'idchi idchi, since you've already, right, pushed away the oil because now you've chosen to do the mitzvah with candles, that's what you do, right? That you continue with the oil. So in a short tshuva, he says, tshuva near Lithinus. I think the kevinchvar hiskel lahachen lahadlak b'neir shel shava. Since you started lighting the wax candles, yigmar mitzvah, finish it. And now he brings a proof from a gemara in Yoma. Either of Sheshes said that savar tuma dechui b'tzibor. The Gemara says that if you have Tamei people and Tahor people in the same base Av, so everyone agrees that the Tahorin should do the Avoda. Tmeim lo Avdi, ki pligi, what do they argue about? Lahadure. Whether it's worth going and getting someone from a different base of the Kamar Shama Rosh Hashanah Mina Minala the Tanya Omer Makrav in Chaza Omer Vinitmes the other one maybe Acheres Tachtea Inshem Ela he Omer Lo Vikach Ushtok Ktaimia Omer maybe Acheres Tachtea brings a raya from a case of Minchasa Omer, right, where someone's bringing Minchasa Omer and then it becomes Tamei. You bring another one, he says. You see that you bring another one. Vim Isa Eichel Yigamitzvah Nuchar Afshik Far Hizchel Chozer Rose Imkain My Raya My Sir Sheshes Dama Leulu Lam Rinen Chuyi Betzibar Lemin Shem Chol Lachzor Acher Beisav Acher O Afilu Meres Acher Alvim Esher Las B'Dahar Boso Beisav Vada Deva Kolman Mitzvah Men Amuchar Las Soso. Right? He said, and why don't you just bring a proof and say, look, since you've
Omer and it becomes Tummy, you bring a different one.
Right. So then he says, you bring another one, and he says, and if it were the case. That whenever that you could do a mitzvah in a muvchar, kevin shvar hezchel, right? Then what do you need this? Right? Why is this telling dechuyah betzibor? Right? Just say it's a general rule. Right? The Gemara assumes that the only reason that it's worth going to get a different karbon, right, or going to get another kohen, is because tuma is only dechuyah betzibor, and therefore lechadchila I shouldn't have somebody doing it as tuma. If it was hutra, I wouldn't even. Right, do it, but that implies that this is a unique rule because of Tumah Dechuyah Betzibor, because it's a very begrudging keter, or however you understand Dechuyah Betzibor. So that implies that once you've started a mitzvah, right, just to do it in a better way, right, you don't do it. And he brings another raya from Gemara and Shabbos. That lo yeshev adam lefnei asefer samach lemenchad sheisbal v'lekanes adam lemerchad v'lo borsik v'lo echal v'lo ledin v'mischilein masviken kevin jekvar hischel mitchachin le lahafsek av gadik rechivu v'kdumei mitzvah. Right, that we don't make you stop doing what you're doing, davening, whatever, to even lechavev hamitzvah v'filachin masviken. Right, and he goes on and whatever he argues that once you've started a mitzvah, so you aren't dochei just for a pure lechadchila, and that's what he says. Okay, yes.
Sorry, can you just explain that case of the minchas ha'omer?
It's the Gemara in the context of dechuyah betzibor, right? Tries to prove that if you hold tumah dechuyah betzibor, then if you could find a tahor one, that you would go out of your way and find it, even though technically you could bring it if you needed to, because tumah dechuyah betzibor. And what the Gemara derives that means it's dechuyah, which means that it's only, you know, it's a begrudging heter, let's say. But so his argument is, since the Gemara assumes that that's a function uniquely of tumah dechuyah betzibor and not some general rule. Right, that whenever you've started a mitzvah, it's mutter to stop and do it in a more lechatchila fashion. So that implies, in general, once you've started a mitzvah, you're not dochet. Okay? Chacham Tzvi, Tshuva Memhei. Let me just give you the years of the Shvus Yaakov. Yeah, it looks like we won't get past this. But okay. What?
1661 to
1733. There you go. 1661 to what? 1733. And his name is Yaakov Reisher, right? Yeah. Yaakov Reisher. Reischer, it's what REI, like SCHER, right? Yeah, something like that. Jacob Reischer. So, Chacham Tzvi. Who's the Chacham Tzvi? Well,
where's Miriam?
Chacham Tzvi is? Somebody? I'll read you his biography quickly. Chacham Tzvi is Tzvi Hirsch ben Yaakov Ashkenazi. His son is?
Yaakov.
Yaakov Emden, the Ivitz. He's born in Moravia, 1660. Dies in 1718. He was actually an Ashkenazi that moved to Sephardi lands. So he has mixed minhagim. Chacham Tzvi, in a long tshuva, tshuva memhei, he argues, he got the same shayla, and he brings a bunch of proofs against the Shvus Yaakov. But Toch Kedei, one of his proofs is, he says, the Shvus Yaakov is wrong, and he forgot an explicit Gemara. What Gemara do you think he proves it from?
Ours.
Great. Shocking, really. How? Right? How does he prove it from our Gemara?
That if you get a new Paraduma, obviously.
So I'll read it to you, and this is his line. Vishtamite Talmud Aruch. He forgot. It escaped him. An explicit Gemara. What is that? Mata acheres naim mena. If you find a nice there paraduma tipade, redeem it. Shachta algami ma'arachata ein lapdia olamis. But once you've shechted it, then you don't. Okay. But even algami ma'aracha. I'm Rishon lucky. I'm Rishon paranudis. I feel algami ma'arachasa. Right, once it's been shechted, so then ginaylo tzielachulin. But before that, even when you've been miyayed everything, so then it is fine. And he says, you see that Allah shadav asiyavim mafkin kedushasa. Whatever. Hararim before one line before that. Hararim before shafshik parik kedisho haparag kedusha guf. Even though you've already sanctified kedusha guf, moshchin yidain heimenu modem tzacheres naimenu mekaymen a mitzvah b'shnia lukul leyam of avalach harshchita v'asiyasa hayum mafkiin kedusha se de acheres nai elasha nir lacham ginaya davar. And fundamentally, they would have even done it after you shechted it, but the chacham thought that was ginai. Shimon lo yachash l'ginai fil achar asiyasa sfilin mafkiin kedusha. And Rav Shimon thought that even then you could do it, but before the shechita, afshik pari kedosha, even if it's kadosh, kvar eschila mitzvah zamamish alvinin machlivin osa b'achar shneimana. Therefore, everyone agrees that it's okay. Right? So it's just machlok is after you shechta, but everyone agrees that even if you've been mekadosh and prepared the whole thing, right? It's mutter kol shekem b'madag neir shol shavash ein shamaschalas mitzvah klal. So kal vachomer in the case of the neiros where. All you've done is set it up, but you haven't actually started the process of the mitzvah itself. So, the Chacham Tzvi says in no uncertain terms that what's the answer to the question? Is the Gemara general or local?
It's general until.
It's general, and what's the Yisod?
That
it's not, right, it's not considered dichli from a mitzvah.
Until
you've actually done. No, even if you've started the preparations, until you've actually done the mitzvah itself, right, or. But even the preparations, even preparatory steps that are defined as part of the mitzvah, right? Like in Paraduma, where the preparatory steps are actually part of the mitzvah, but until you do the mitzvah itself, until that last moment, is not considered dichloi, if you can do it matzacheres naim, and if you can do it in a better way, right? It's a kiyum in the mitzvah, not considered a bizayon, that you're pushing away the mitzvah, right? And he takes it, kedavar, and he to the point where he says, ishtamite minei talmud aruch. He thinks that argamar is a raya mifureshes, because it is a general halacha. The Shvus Yaakov responds, and methodologically, what is obviously his response going to be? So, Chelek Bet Shuvah Lamed, and Shvus Yaakov. So, first he parries some of the other rayas, right? I skipped all the other rayas, the Chacham Tzvi. But then he says, Umashe Gaz of Od Shom Betshuva Sheishtame Talmud Aruch. Right? But that would you said that I forgot an explicit Gemara. No. Uve Emet Lonel Amiti Maskanas Hashas Shom. I didn't forget a Gemara. Shiny para didame yikarim. Para is unique because it's worth a lot of money. Uperish Rashi. So Rashi said, because of that, mishum hachi lev bezin masna aleim. Bezdin makes a special Tanai when it's Makdash Bar Aduma, Im Kain, Leka, Lemelef, Mina, B'makom Leka Tanai Klal, said, Par Aduma is unique because it's so expensive, it's so, right, it's so rare, it's so, whatever Chazal decided that whenever they'd be Makdash, a Par Aduma, they'd always set an implicit Tanai, right, that it's only Kadosh, assuming we can't get a better one, because in far we're doing this, we're going to do it right, or something like that. He doesn't quite spell it out.
Why does doing one part of the Mustabi from doing the second, though?
What?
You have the Mechathos already, you know?
Yeah, you're not going to do it again. You did it once. There's only been 10 of them ever, you know? Or there will be, whatever it is, seven.
Seven done,
no? Seven done, then Mashiach. All right, there haven't been that much. Right, so then he goes to the other ones. But again, the important point for us, it took longer than I thought, but that's okay, is, right, this is a question you should always ask in Shas, right? You should, right, outline exactly what you get, right, what you're getting out of the Gemara, and then you should ask, right, well, is what I'm deriving from here a general rule or a local rule? And like that's what we have here, machlokes between the Chacham Tzvi and the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov thinks it's local, and therefore things in general, one can be docha mitzvos. Cannot be docha mitzvos just to do it better. On the other hand, the Chacham Tzvi thinks not that way. He thinks it's a general rule. Okay, so that was a small point here. We have 5 minutes left, so let's quickly speak for a second about some of the Ikla Rufa stuff, which comes up here. I guess, right, yeah. You know, really, do we have time to in 5 minutes? What? Gematria is gone. No, thank you. If you want, here's the rule. If you want to,
46.
If you want to do gematria, what you should do is you should go to Bar Ilan to the gematria tool. Yeah. And you can come up with wonderful things, right? Because it will give you any pasuk, and it's always fun to see what you're going to come up with.
I don't know.
Okay, very quickly. Okay, on Egla Rufa. So the Gemara says that about Egla Rufa, right? Right in the context of what's it called, of Osav Es Beno. So is it or is it not? Would you violate Osav Es Beno because of Egla Rufa? Yes, no.
Machlokes.
Right, so we're end up saying Eina Mishnah, right?
In the Mishnah it is, but some people say take it out of the Mishnah.
Yeah, right. Eina Mishnah. So right. So what's the right? Fine. Now the Satoza has a question here. So that's the shechita of an Egla Rufa. But why isn't the Arifa itself enough to violate Osav Es Beno? Right. That's right. The Gemara is talking about the shechita of a right of something Osabana based on shechita Shein Ruya. But Tosas asked the question: why isn't the Arifa itself right? If you actually do Egla Rufa, so why doesn't that count? Why, if you did Arifa on the mother? Right,
because it's not a real shechita; it's only a shechita in its specific case. It's a bit like the
right. So if you look, at Tosas and Pei Beis and Aleph, right? Hiksha Harav Moshe mi bundish. In other Tosas, it's Ramosha Funtaj. That's probably what it is. It's just spelled differently. Milo Kamar the Shochin Masin Zainu Oref Upatlo Bshemashim Lochazel Achila Rabbanan Chayev Mishum Arifa Zuei Shechita. Why don't you just say that the Rabbanan are Machaye because the Arifa Zuei Shechita Sa Kid the Amrin of Reish Perak Shneis Yirei Gavashir Mishdalech Tichias Lotzokain Shechita So Vachayim Mishum Azuv Es Benel. And what's his raya that the Gemara in Yomet of Samach Dalid says that if one shechs the mother and uses the child as the Sir Mishdalech, you are chayev because dechiyasa latzuk, right? Pushing the sir mishtaleach out is a form of shechita. So why isn't that sufficient, right? So the question that this raises is whether, in fact, right, we have this halacha called the Chiyasal Tzuk Zui Shechita. So, Ramosha Fontage assumes that the same is true by Arifa, And Rabbi Tam answers him, he answers a technical answer. Rabbi Tam is quoting our Tosos here, assumes it's just a technicality, but maybe fundamentally Arifa is considered Shechita, and just like Dechiasa Latzuk, pushing the Shirmish Aleich out would be considered Shechita for the purposes of Osav as Beno, it's Exeris Akasav. So the same thing would be true by Arifa. Okay? So Al Regalach is just, this is just an important machlokes. Is this true? So, Rav Moshe Funtaj and Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted in our Tosos, assumes that fundamentally is Arifa Kishchita.
Yes.
Right? And then, you know, you get a technical answer, but he assumes fundamentally that Arifa is Kishchita halachically. Now, what that means is interesting. So that would be one nafka. I mean, it would be to assume that just like the Chiyas Latzok would be Mitarim and Veil, and that's what he says here, right? The Arifa Mitaheres, right? This is what he quotes, it's explicitly, the Gemara in Chatzos Of and Tzvachim Daf Ayin says the Arifa Mitaheres Mitarim and Veil, that in fact it does. It's not considered simply Neveila because you killed it in a halachically significant way. But again, Rav Moshe Funtaj, and this is quoted here, it's quoted in Tosas in Yoma, it's quoted in Tosas Rush there, assume that fundamentally Arifa is Shechita. Okay? However, Rabbeinu Tam, not here in Tosas, but Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar, just answers the question by saying this is not true at all. This is in Siman Nun Bet, in the Chelek HaTshuvos, says, Alos HaShamartek LaRufein, Nun Bet, he says that it's just not true because dechiyasa latzuk is a hechsher mitzvah, and therefore it is called considered shechita. Eglas arufa is kaparas achet, and therefore even though it's mitaharis midei nevela, it's not considered shechita like dechiyasa latzuk, and therefore that's the answer to the question. As you have this fundamental machlok, as we've shown him, is dechiyasa latzuk considered shechita or not?
Why would that be the case?
So that's an interesting question. Perhaps what it means is that, right, Dechiyasa Latzuk, it's Seir Lazazel is a form of a karban, and therefore it takes, right, therefore this takes the place of the Shechita's karban, right, and therefore in that sense, just like Shechita is a significant halachic act, so too is the Dechiyasa Latzuk. Arifa, right, the whole point is that, right, you're not doing a formal act. You're right destroying it. Right, that's the whole notion.
And that's not halachically significant.
Right, that's not. I mean, it's halachically significant. It's halachically significant that you're you're not doing a ma'aseh avoda. You're just killing it. You're destroying it.
Significant on a general plane,
or something like that. Right, it's not entirely clear. Now the most Achronim didn't know about this, Rabbeinu Tam. It does appear in the Sridei Eish, in the Chuvos, in Chelek Aleph, Chuvah Nun Gimel. It also appears in the in the Simanim of the Miluim of the Chazin Chezkel in Chulin Semen Hay. The Sridesh points out that in the Tshuva of the Achiezer of Chaim Ozer Grudensky, he doesn't seem to have known about it. Now, what this leads you to is a machlokas that develops in the Achronim is to what extent Egla Rufa is a form of a karban, right? I assumed Kedavra Pasha that Egla Rufa is not a karban for the right. But that really is not clear at all. And just so you should know, and again, we won't get into the details, we don't have time, but that's really the big question in the sugya is to what extent Egla Rufa is a form of a karban, to what extent it's not. That's related to this question. Again, you seem to have a machlokas here, Moshe Funtaj on the one hand, and Rabbeinu Tam on the other. It's discussed in a lot of the Achronim, in Tshuvas Binyan Av. Nafka Minas. Let's see. Nafka Mina might be. Chazon Yecheskel assumes that maybe that again it'll move it from Tumah Nevela, but it won't count for Osav Espino, and why you could split between them. He notes that not everything which moves from Tuvas Nevela. The Rambam thinks that Shechitas Akum removes from Tuvas Nevela Daraisa, even though it's obviously not considered Shechita Ru'uya. So that's his defense of this split, that it's a sort of Shechita, at least for the Berger Nevela, but otherwise it's not a Shechita. And if that's the case, right, it doesn't have to be a form of Karban. A Nafkamina might be is the or usser, right? Is the skin of the hide? Thank you. Of the animal usser, right? That's how the Sridi Eish raises, right? If you think that it's a formal shechita, this is the end of a process, or maybe it's mutter. If you think that there's no formal process, so maybe it's usser.
Why? Because
a karban, right? Because something which is once you finish the process, right, of like a karban or something, then right, it becomes right. Certain parts of it become mutar bahana. If it's just something that just asur bahana, right? There's no formal process, right? Then it remains right. In order to be mutar something from bahana, you need to finish the process, right? If something needs to be burned, once it's burned, the ashes can be used, right? Because you've gone through the process and now it's mutar. Okay, again, the same question is raised in the context of Malika, to what extent Malika is Shechita or not. Okay, they're just going to raise it. We really don't have time to go into Nafkaminas, but I'll just give you Makaros quickly if you want to look into the Sugya. It's a big Sugya. Again, the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Samach Gimel, through Samach Dalet, the Tosfosim there, Tosfosim here. There's a Tshuva in Levushei Mordechai, in Lekutei Tshuvas, Simin Tzadi Zayin, it's a Sefer HaYashar I mentioned. Simin Tzadi Zayin, in Lekutei Tshuvos. There's an important Yerushalmi in the ninth parak of Sota. What? I didn't write it down for myself here. There's a discussion of Yosef Engel in Klal Aleph, of Asman D'Araisa. There's a few interesting Minchas Chinuchs. Offhand, I don't remember where. And again, most of this sugya, if you want, is summarized in this very, very long tshuva. It's like a 20-page tshuva of the Sridi Eish. Again, there's this piece in the Chazon Cheskel, tshuva, tshuva binyan av, medura shnia, tshuva lamadalid. The tshuva of the Yachezer is discussed there by the Sridi Eish. Seder, just that you should know that sugya exists. Next week, we'll move to Kisei Adam. This